Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, there's a call on the answering machine.
Great, Scott!
Hang on, that might have been too loud.
I'm sorry.
You might want to back up a little bit. Okay. Okay, all right. Start again.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, there's a call on the answering machine.
Great, Scott!
Who's Scott? No, it's Echo Park Jimmy. All right, ready to do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
It is a new year.
It is.
A new season of Rockin' the Suburbs, right?
I think it is. It feels like season two.
Season two kicks off. We just finished a week of greatest hits.
Yeah, we did.
That we did. And that gave us a nice little break, and that was good. And we hope people enjoyed that, and they discovered maybe some episodes that they hadn't heard before.
Right.
And
those are good hits.
Now we got to get back to doing them for real.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do that. So this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Faust.
And if you are new to the show, maybe you discovered us through the greatest hit stuff, you can find the show on all the big podcast platforms. And I always forget to say this, but please, if you can, if you like the show, give us a nice rating and review on Apple Podcasts. That would really help us out. That'd
Five
be great.
Stars.
That should be everyone's New Year's resolution. Okay, now a couple things here as we head into season two. First okay. off...
Is that the Christmas card you forgot to give
this.
Me?
No. Maybe. All right. I got to show you this. We got this in the mail. We're getting mail now.
Fantastic.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
From John Beckley?
John Beckley from Leesburg, care of General Delivery, Rockin' the Suburbs, Northern Virginia.
Yes. And John is the guy who emailed us about the Tommy Keane interview. He wanted to get the full Tommy Keane interview, which we said we would get to him because we're planning to release that at some point.
It's on the way.
To everyone.
Yeah.
So he'll be able to get that. And he then asked for a mailing address, mm-hmm. which I gave him. And he sent us, because he works there, some coupons for free stuff at Potbelly.
Wow.
Potbelly sandwiches.
So that looks delicious.
We're no longer affiliated with Subway. We're now affiliated with Potbelly. We're now Team Potbelly, right?
Yeah, Team Potbelly for sure.
So, take some of that stuff, Patrick.
That's fantastic. That's the most delicious looking letter we've gotten in a long time.
And I wanted to talk about this just a bit because I think in season two, it should be the season of free stuff.
Yeah.
Sent to Jim and Patrick, don't you think?
That's the subtitle.
Yes. And so if anybody wants to do that, send us free stuff. We'll accept the free stuff.
Absolutely.
And all you got to do is just, email us or tweet at us or whatever, and like a private message kind of thing, and we'll give you the address where the free stuff can come.
We'll take care of that. Yeah.
Yeah. So the email address is rock@suburbspod.com and then you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram at suburbspod.
And thank you, John Beckley.
Thank you. Now, those are not all for you.
Oh,
some of those are for me.
We'll divide those up later.
Some of those are for me, and that's actually a really good restaurant, the Potbelly. So I like
delicious.
That. Now, we had promised before we went on the rerun break that we would play some listener voicemails.
Yes.
About the people's favorite songs and albums and so on of 2017. And we are going to do that. We got a good number of them. And we're going to get to all of that.
We did.
But so you're actually, that's going to really start in earnest tomorrow's episode. But before we do that, we have this call that was left, I think, before the holidays. And we're just getting to it now. From our friend Echo Park Jimmy.
Yeah.
And we like to play his stuff because it amuses us, right?
Yeah.
Maybe, I hope it does other people, but it does us at least, right?
Yeah, and that's part of the point. And we did leave the answering machine on when we were away for the holidays, but neither of us thought to check it until recently. So this is what we found on it.
So this might be a little old. He might be referencing some things from a while back, but that's okay. So let's play the call.
Suburban Party Line. You gotta help me build a time machine to help me get back to the year 2017. Jim and Patrick stole Biff's sports almanac and society is crumbling before our eyes. I'm telling you the truth. You gotta believe me. Oh, then tell me, future boy, who's president of the United States in 2017? Donald Trump. The actor? Then who's vice president? Gary Busey? And I suppose Marla Maples is the first lady. And Mr. T is secretary of the treasury.
Rockin' the suburbs, peeps. Oh my God, Jim and Patrick. I've been trying to track you down for months, but I've been trapped under a stack of records and Rolling Stone magazines from the 1980s. No, I don't watch the news. I've stopped watching the news. You know this. I've been trying to call for months. I wanted to do a Halloween party line call where I contemplated the reason why there's so many wolf bands. Like Wolf Alice called your wolf mother to tell you how good Wolf Parade is. Oh, my God. I'll talk about Wolf Parade some other time. Whew. Or you better watch your back, he'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I don't know. We'll get to that later. Or I had a riff on the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles for Thanksgiving, where Jim and Patrick say, when you tell a story about your perfect pop song, have a point. But mainly, I've been trying to get in my perfect pop song. The year's almost over. You guys never put me on the perfect pop song list. I mean, I don't check that. I'm too busy, you know, being a dog walker, but, you know. Oh, I hear and obsess. I've heard my perfect pop song all year, and they finally threw a Grammy Award at it, and I'm like, okay, I was right. I should have brought it up earlier. But, oh my God. So many episodes this year. You guys are almost up to 300 or something. It's a great escape. It's from reality. Oh, that's what I'm doing. I think the last time I was too, I talked too fast, so I went back to the Guinness. Just thick, makes you not ramble. It's good, guys. I have several bones to pick with you chipmunk haters, but I've been cut off from the news cycle, remember? I walk dogs and listen to music. That's it. I've stopped watching the news because the news contrives to frighten you, to make you feel so small, to make you feel that your mind isn't your own. Okay, let me just really quick. Sorry to ramble on. I know I do it. This Guinness doesn't help. Let me run down. I made a list. Let me look. Man, I got to call some other time, but the music this year, nobody talked about Father John Misty either, but he had some stuff about the vibes of this divided country, most potently two wildly different perspectives, tries to explain this divide. I don't know if it works. And the other song I love on that album is Total Entertainment Forever. It gets into how we actually live in an amazing time. If we could just enjoy it a little more. Look that one up. Father John Misty. That whole album is just endless. She sells by the seashore. Buddha, Buddha, Booga, Booga. Oh, you guys. All right, the Guinness is kicking in. I'm going to get a second one. A couple last things. I know I said I had some bones to pick, but it's just been an amazing ride this year. Especially the Big Five episodes. You got to do more of those. I think you were joking, but you were going to do a Rush one. Don't do Kiss, but do Rush. Oh, because their first five albums it would be the middle five. I don't know. Maybe you can't do Rush. But the Elvis Costello one was brilliant. Talking Heads was sweet. And for some reason, my favorite episodes, because I think I was on vacation, were the Smiths, you know, The Cure, the REM, it just took you right back to college, you know, college radio, 1980s. I remember I had my Casio out for this, The Cure, Bowling Green State University, I, for some reason, the head on the door of that album had awesome songs that you could just play on your Casio. So I would, impress the dorm mates with my Casio. But damn. Oh, wait, here we go. that's a good one. Oh, let me try that one. Wait, one more. But the Cure stuff was good. I just am mad at you guys because you don't like the National. You don't like Night Ranger. Patrick's like, no N bands. Night Ranger, come on. The double guitar attack? The sideways drumming? Even the guy from Boogie Nights thinks it's the greatest song ever, Sister Christian. I saw Night Ranger at Pine Knob. I remember because I was taking a photojournalism class, and I was like, I'm going to sneak down with my camera, get some pictures of Night Ranger in their Sammy Hagar get-ups, shiny airline jumps, flight jumpsuits, whatever they wore in the 80s to rock out. Oh, one last thing. I forgot to talk about Chaim. If it wasn't for me talking about Childish Gambino, I would have talked about Kid Cudi. He's an Ohio kid. Akron. But like I said, you don't talk about rap. But he even did a song with Chaim. It's called Red Eye. You don't even hear Kid Cudi. You hear him. You hear the girls because they have perfect angelic voices. Chaim. Perfect angelic voices, Jim and Patrick. It's called Red Eye. Look that one up. But I've been thinking about, because you talked about Bananarama, and I was trying to say certain music, like, they're the new Bananarama. Like, you know who the new Bananarama is? And you cannot deny it, is Lana Del Rey. Her music is amazing, but people probably make fun of her. But it's so good. Lana Del Rey has 5 strong, strong albums. So they're the new Bananarama, because in 20 years you'll be like, they're better, who knows? I think I'm giving Bananarama too much props, but in 20 years you'll be like, no, Lana Del Rey was a modern day Frank Sinatra. You mark my words. You listen to Echo Park Jimmy now.
And there we go.
I took some notes during Jim, and
I'm glad someone did.
I came up with a great Guided by Voices song title. Maybe they've written this, maybe they haven't. Shiny Airline Jumpsuits. Isn't that on the 3rd Guided by Voices album?
Oh, that's good. Okay. Where do you want to go with this? You got any comments?
Well, I think people talk about Tom Brady being the GOAT, but I think Echo Park Jimmy is the GOAT. There was everything in that call. It's just masterful.
There was everything. There was first of all, Rush.
Yeah.
Are we going to do a Rush week or something like that? Is that the plan?
Big 5 maybe with Rush.
Something like that. Yeah. We're going to do something with Bobby Padovic. Yeah. I know. He's really excited. Yeah. He wants to have us over to his house.
Let's do it.
And,
I'll have to brush up on my Rush albums, but I will.
But I'm all on. Yeah. I'm all in on that. Yeah. That would be great. I liked his little version of In Between Days there on the Casio. It was very nice.
It's also a Back to the Future recreation drama at the beginning of the call.
Of course.
It was a one-man show.
Fantastic. And then did we at some point say we didn't like the National? Do we? I don't remember saying that.
I don't remember saying it out loud on this podcast.
I'm not going to confirm or deny that, but I don't remember us saying that. I don't know where that came from. Were there any of the songs he referenced that you actually want to hear?
Let me think about that. Let me ask one question of you first, Jim. Did EPJ actually go to Bowling Green State?
He did.
He did. Yeah.
Many of my friends went to school there. Oh. That was a very popular school.
BGSU.
You were living in Toledo, that was a really popular school because it was about 30 minutes to the south.
Got it.
So it was like just far enough away that you were like out of the city, but close enough that you were still at home. And, nobody really wanted to go to the University of Toledo. That was not really what you wanted to do.
Right.
But this felt like a real school.
What about Akron? A real school. What about the University of Akron? The Zips.
I don't know anybody who went there.
You know who went? Didn't John Gruden go there?
He may have.
Yeah, he may have. But anyway, like Echo Park Jimmy, we're wandering. I don't know. I don't want to hear Sister Christian. I can tell you that much.
I think we've heard it before.
Yeah.
What's this Kid Cudi business all about? Do you know about this?
No, I don't. I don't.
So he did something with Chaim.
Okay.
And it's called Red Eye. So here we go.
Hey! Love, hate, play this game of give and take. Go, stay, we
I don't hear a lot of Kid Cudi in there. I guess it's like he said. He said it's mostly the backup singer singing the song.
Yeah. So it's got a good beat. You can dance to it.
Yeah, I like that. That was good. And then and he also said something in there. He made reference to the fact that we don't talk about rap on the show, but we have in the past.
Yeah.
I think it hasn't been a prominent theme, but
no,
we have.
We certainly have. Yeah.
Yeah. We had Ryan Scholin on. He talked all about
we certainly
Apache and stuff like that.
That's right.
And we had, we played some Kendrick Lamar when Sam the intern was on.
That's right.
And other things. So, yeah.
I think we're okay there.
We're good. Okay. So that was fun.
And yeah. That was fantastic.
Here's the one thing I want to, one more thing, as he would say. I got one more thing. Early in the call, he said, you guys never ask me about my perfect pop song, and I've heard my perfect pop song all year, and then it got nominated for a Grammy or whatever, and then he never said what it was.
He left it a mystery.
Yes. So what is this song? We want to know.
I don't know. I have no idea what it could be. Is it by Kendrick Lamar? I don't know.
I don't know. So EPJ, next time you call, just talk about the perfect pop song.
Yeah.
We'll run that on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I ask one technical question here? Does he get a cassette because he called the Suburban Party Line or not? Because this was before the whole...
It was before that.
Yeah. Okay. He might deserve one.
I think
he has a Walkman. Do we have to send him a Walkman too?
I wonder if he still has a Walkman. I bet he does.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
I bet he does. All right. So when we close here, let's see. We had some other... here's what I think we'll do. Okay. I'm going to queue up something. So... We already mentioned where you can email us and mm-hmm. tweet at us and all that. We won't bother you with that. And please rate and review and all that kind of stuff. I think the only thing left is to mention the Suburban Party Line,
yes.
which Echo Park Jimmy called mm-hmm. and which you're going to hear a lot of over the next couple of weeks because we got a lot of calls about people's favorite songs of 2017. We love it when people call, leave messages. It makes it more entertaining when you can hear people's voices, right, than just us reading. You hear enough of us.
Yeah, it's the hot party line of 2018. That's what I've heard. People are calling.
So the number is... 612-440-1984. Call the line. All right. Now, we're going to play out here. He mentioned a singer who he really likes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she's kind of controversial, right? A lot of people don't like her that much. I don't know. We kind of talked a little bit, not on air, though. I think we talked a little bit about Lana Del Rey mm-hmm. and what the deal is with her. And I don't have it totally figured out. I don't know.
But, I'm relying on you.
But I'm willing to give it a chance here.
Okay.
You know what I'm going to go back to? Actually, I remember when you and I were texting and you were sort of like, yeah, you said you didn't really know her work very much.
I really don't,
And I said, I knew there was one of her early songs that I really liked a lot.
Uh-huh.
And then, but I hadn't really followed her career kind of past that. And here was the thing. Oh, this is what started it. I was amazed that she's playing downtown DC at the big arena what is now called the Capital One Arena where the Wizards play.
Right.
And she's playing there. And I think that's what just kind of freaked me out. It was sort of like, I didn't know she was that big of a star.
That's huge. She's that really playing a hockey stadium.
That sneaked up on me.
Yeah.
So
me too.
And that's what kind of started. And then I was like, well, maybe I should check this out a little bit. But anyway, there was a song called Video Games.
Okay.
And I like that song a lot. So we'll play out with that.
Great.
This is Rockin' the Suburbs. You're going to want to listen
every day,
especially this week because of the listeners and their favorite songs. That's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks again to Jimmy for the call.
EPJ.
Hope you're having a good year. Those dogs aren't going to walk themselves. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And this is Video Games by Lana Del Rey. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on, go play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you.
Rockin' the Suburbs ignores rap. I know, they love the country, alt country. Patrick loves the music recorded underwater in a padded closet. on a, I don't know, on a close and play tape recorder. Lo-fi. I don't know what Patrick.